Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. I have Stu Tomp with me. And Stu Tomp is one of the world's experts on the CBD hemp products. And a lot has been going on in this. And you may have heard our last show about this, but I want to go back over a little bit of what we said the last show that Stu was with me. And then I want to get everybody up to speed on this really wonderful things that are going on in this industry. I mean, this is amazing. It's really like the gold rush. Back when everyone was headed out to California to find gold. And that's the problem with it, folks. A lot of people are bringing CBD out, and they think they've struck gold, and you're not getting what you should be getting. So, Stu, thank you for being with me.
Yeah, we're on the edge of something absolutely incredible. I mean, passage of the Farm Bill, you know, was inevitable because hemp is the largest cash crop in the world. And hemp CBD extracts will break previous sales records, ultimately outselling all other dietary supplements. So this is a very exciting time, and it's projected to be worth billions and billions of dollars. And the issue currently is the bad actors, because you can synthesize CBD.
Really?
You can extract it from bad cannabis or rotting hemp. You can take old weed, I'm serious, and throw it into big tubs with solvents and then just get these pure crystals. And I liken the CBD crystals to pure vitamin C ascorbic acid isolated from the rest of the orange chemistry, as opposed to the entire vitamin C extracted from oranges with the naturally occurring plant cofactors, bioflavonoids, from oranges that support absorption of vitamin C, including sugar and some of these other cofactors.
Well, matter of fact, some of the people may not realize, because they may be taking absorbic vitamin C and think they're doing themselves a world of good, that the liver has to add minerals to it and buffer it. That's why I always take buffered vitamin C, or I take a sorbate form of vitamin C, or I take a whole vitamin C, like Kamakama and different ones out there. You can take from orange or whatever, but the liver doesn't have to go through all this process to be able to utilize it. So you're talking about taking the whole plant in it, and tell me what you're talking about there. Go ahead.
That's what I'm talking about. No, you're right. I'm talking about taking I'm going to use your analogy now. The entire hemp plant, the seed, the stem, and the stalk. And the way you know for sure, look at any product on the supplement fact panel. It needs to read hemp oil, aerial plant parts. So it's all of the parts that are above the ground. And here's the argument. Kamu Kamu, which is a great source of natural vitamin C, when you take Kamu Kamu for, say, a cold or a flu, you get other benefits than just the vitamin C, because you get naturally active things like quercetin in there, for example, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a good
and
point.
Other natural cool cofactors that would make Kamu Kamu more expensive, but it's not necessarily a pure vitamin C ascorbic acid isolated product that you would use for a preservative. Would anybody ever use Kamu Kamu as a preservative in a frozen meal? No. But you will see pure vitamin C ascorbic acid because it can help protect from oxidation. The point is, the isolated molecule is different than the entire plant with all of the cofactors. The word on the street, it's more effective and more tolerable to use the entire plant with the little cannabinoids in there with all their cofactors instead of using pure isolated CBD, and it's everywhere. So that's a big deal. When you buy your products, make sure it says on the supplement fact panel, hemp oil, aerial plant parts. Hold it up to the light. Hold your bottle up to the sun. You tilt it sideways. If it moves like water, if there's no viscosity to it, it's a liquid that they put crystals into. So it won't harm you, but it probably is not what you're looking for if you're looking for a hemp extract. And if it's made poorly and you're buying it at some gas station, then that product could harm you because the chemistry's not right. So in any case, look for full-spectrum, broad-spectrum hemp extracts from Plus CBD Oil.
Huh. So, okay, folks, do you understand what he's saying? You have to get the right one to really get the full benefit. Now, there's also other CBD, other cannabidiols within the whole plant. CBG, CBC, and I don't know them all right now off the top of my head, but there's a variety of ones that show up. And we find that a lot in the nutritional world. Like willow bark. Willow bark will not give you an ulcer, but it has aspirin within willow bark. But the other alkaloids in it sort of protect the stomach and also make it effective. So the Indians years ago used to take willow bark and make a tea out of it when they had pain and aches and fever and everything else. But as soon as they started isolating it, then you started having bleeding problems from aspirin and all this other stuff. So many times we try to improve on it so we can patent something, so we can have control over it, or so we maybe have it a cheaper version in what's going on here. But it doesn't mean that we have what nature that really is symbiotic with our body, that works in harmony with our body. And that's what we're talking about here.
Dan, that I'm going to use that. The white willow bark thing was beautiful, and there's also a legal and moral connection to this, too. And that is the Farm Bill passed, mm-hmm. and agricultural hemp has been removed from the controlled substance list, not marijuana. So you better make sure that the company you're buying these products from know what they're doing. Most of the people out there growing marijuana, stripping out the THC and calling it hemp oil, that's wrong. Here at CV Sciences, we grow agricultural hemp seeds that are drilled into the ground, that are grown as an agricultural commodity. So now that that farm bill has passed, you better make sure you're using a hemp extract and not taking a marijuana product. If you see the words plus CBD oil, you know for sure that it's a certified hemp product and not a marijuana derivative. And that will come now with greater scrutiny and greater oversight, and it's something CV Sciences welcomes. We're ready for the federal government to regulate this space. This is the most important molecule that's ever been discovered, and people need to get it right.
Hmm. Well said, Stu. I like that. Okay. Now, and we're talking about CV Science or plus CBD oil by CV Sciences, and that's one of the companies and maybe the only company in the country that does it right. I don't know all the companies out there and how they're doing it. But
to be fair, I know other companies are doing the manufacturing right.
Mm-hmm.
They might not be growing hemp, though. See, if you hybridize hemp and marijuana to bump up the CBD levels, you're going to run into a world of hurt with the FDA. That's a brand new dietary ingredient. See, we know what we're doing here. We've taken the same hemp you've been eating for years. Manitoba Harvest, Nutiva, hemp seeds, hemp seed oil. All we did was grow that exact same plant and CO2 extract it. So marijuana can have 20% CBD. Hemp tops out at 2% CBD. I'll say that again. Marijuana, little plants, 3 feet tall, can have 20% CBD. 15-foot outdoor hemp plants, 2% CBD.
Marijuana can have 20% CBD or THC?
20% CBD for the right high CBD strains. They're called AC/DC. You ever heard of that one?
Yeah, there was a ban, I believe.
Right. That's not a natural product to buy in a health food store. You buy that in a medical marijuana dispensary. 20% CBD, 2% THC. Our products are 2% CBD in the plant and 0.002% THC. Haha, wait a minute. The marijuana plant smells like skunk because it has myrcene, which gives you couch lock. The hemp is CO2 extracted, so you don't have as many of the terpenes. And the scent molecule is black pepper beta-caryophyllene, which is anti-inflammatory. Our products smell and taste like wood. Marijuana products smell and taste like skunk. Those skunk compounds make you listless, lethargic, and tired. Our products don't have them. They're clear. They uplift. You're not getting sedated. You're getting elevated. And now that the gloves are off and the adults are coming into the room, we've got an argument. For years, we've been selling hemp extracts that are totally legal, not marijuana products masquerading as hemp. See why this is a big deal with the Farm Bill passage?
I agree. Now, we're almost out of time here. But folks, I just had some CBD from CV Science, from Plus CBD, and their Plus CBD product. And my mind's very alert, just calmer. Now, we're out of time, Stu. Thank you for being with us. I really appreciate it. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses, and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. In 21 years of doing my radio show, the thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. I have David High with me. He has a PMF mat, pulsing electromagnetic frequency, that they think is one of the most important things for health that's been ignored up until now. And he has a tremendous price on it. He also has a light that helps reverse Alzheimer's. You want to talk to David? You want to look at the lease program? How do they get a hold of you, David?
Dan, give me a call at 405-478-4351, and we'll be glad to explain how it works.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. A lot of research on the PMF out there. Thank you, David, for being with me.
Thanks, Dan.
Welcome back. This is Dan's Health Talk. Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition, master's in sports fitness, and master's in fitness in general. I actually, one of the authors, primary author, one of the textbooks for International Sports Science Association, where we certified fitness experts around the country and around the world. And then I was invited to go to Japan because the exercise equipment that I invented, I had 11 patents in my exercise equipment, and 22 foreign patents and some patents in other areas. I really have about 30 patent ideas I'm sitting on. I wish I had the money to do. But it's a lot harder than people think to get something to market. So anyway, when I went to Japan, and the first in the first group, we had advanced group and first group, we had 70 people. They had a huge swimming pool that wasn't very deep. That was owned by Tokyo Gas and Electric, and there's only one gas company in Japan. And so the president of that came and watched what I was doing, which I was a real honor to meet one of the top CEOs from Japan. Then I went to other really high-level, high-class fitness centers around Japan, and we put on expos for them. And the next one, we had advanced groups, so some of them were the same ones that went through the beginning, and some were doctors and physical therapists that went through the advanced. So we certified another 30 people. So in a 10-day period, in just that group, there was, I don't know, somewhere between 80 and 100 people certified. Wonderful time. I really enjoyed it. They couldn't have been nicer. They treated me like I was a rock star. But I would not want to be in that kind of spotlight all the time. There's something isolating about it where people make too big a deal out of you, and then you feel like they're not going to tell you when you do something stupid like they would to just anybody else. I think people that are extreme celebrities, there's a loneliness that goes with it. That's why they hang out with each other. They almost have to. So anyway, I haven't talked a lot about fitness even though that was what I was known for internationally and nationally in the 80s when I was working with the Dallas Cowboys and the 49ers and Mike Tyson and McEnroe and all these different people. That's what I was first known for, though I was also lecturing on nutrition. And then Dr. Hagelin heard me lecture and said, no, you need to be on radio. And this is not a visual medium, but there's some things I can teach you here. It's becoming common. They're even making the machines this way. I started teaching it in my exercise class that I teach at the Lighthouse Fitness Center. And the way we would do it is when your chest is underwater, you pump 10 to 20% more blood. And I would have, at the end of my one-hour class of working all the different muscles from the wide variety of directions and movements and stuff to stabilize the joint and keep everything really strong, after we're done with that, some would stay late. We'd put a flotation belt on for another 10 minutes of exercise. And what we would do is we would, already warmed up, we would do a wind sprint as hard as we could for 45 seconds, rest for 15, and repeat that four times. Then we'd go as hard as we could for 30 seconds and rest 10. And then we'd go as hard as we could for 20 and rest 10. And then we would do a cool down. And reading I was doing that, it was a study I read about 10 years ago where they took bicyclers and they had one group of bicyclers bicycle for an hour at what they consider aerobic zone, which is about 70 to 75% of your maximum heartbeat, you know, where you take 220, subtract your age, then take 75% of that. 85% or more is considered anaerobic, where that's where you're running a wind sprint as fast as you can. Well, they had one group of bicyclers do the bicycle at the 75% for an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. They had another group, and that study, by the way, lasted 22 weeks. It lasted 7 weeks longer than this other group. The other group only bicycled for 10 minutes, and here's how they did it. They did a two-minute warm-up. Then they went as hard as they could for 20 seconds, then rest 10, then as hard as they could for 20 seconds, rest 10. They did that for 6 minutes, and they cooled down for 2 minutes. Now, the one that went for 1 hour and also went for 7 weeks longer had a 9% improvement in aerobic capacity, which is very good. But the one that went for 10 minutes, and they only did it 3 days a week, and went for 10 minutes, and it only lasted 15 weeks, they had a 14% aerobic capacity and had 143% more fat loss than the one that worked out for an hour. So I like adding that. Now there, you'll see the some of the machines, and Norix, they'll have where they have you go up and then rest a little bit up. Well, they're doing the same thing I was teaching back then. There's two ways you work out. You can either work out long or you can work out hard. Both have their place. When you do endurance, and I think between the days you do want to do some endurance exercise, when you go hard, the heart muscle gets thicker and the actual muscle gets stronger. When you go long, the heart gets larger. But you want both qualities. But I don't believe in running marathons. Maybe the 5K and 10K, but when you beat your body up to run a marathon, you're really putting yourself in damage, and you're going to pay a price. The people that live the longest when they look at different sport activity are the swimmers, partly because they can swim till they're 90 years old. But you can't run till you're 90 years old very often, and your knees have usually gone, and your back has too. Bicyclers, there's wrecks and everything else. I had a pretty good wreck on a bicycle years ago. Swimming seems to be the best. And if you can do it with a pool without chlorine, even better. But when you exercise, the major key that a lot of people don't when they're lifting weights and stuff, you want to do enough reps, 6 to 10 reps. And the last two or three, you're barely moving. I mean, you're doing everything you can to move it. When I do push-ups and pull-ups, I may do, right now I'm doing 85 push-ups on the first one, but the last few, I'm doing everything I can to push them out. And then I'm jumping up and doing chin-ups. But I'm trying to squeeze out as many as I can, even if I have to jump up and fight it going down. That's the secret of recruiting new muscle fiber. We'll be right back, folks. I got a lot more to talk to you about. They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health, if not the most important, is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best I've seen is one by Body Dynamics. Call 800-MEGA-910. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD.
I have
CBD.
David High with me. He has a PMF mat, pulsing electromagnetic frequency, that they think is one of the most important things for health that's been ignored up until now. And he has a tremendous price on it. He also has a light that helps reverse Alzheimer's. You want to talk to David? You want to look at the lease program? How do they get a hold of you, David?
Dan, give me a call at 405-478-4351, and we'll be glad to explain how it works.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. A lot of research on the PMF out there. Thank you, David, for being with us.
Thanks, Dan.
Tired of paying hundreds of dollars on your cell phone every month? There's a new technology that allows you to make a one-time pay for your cell phone for 5 years, no bill, and you get a 4G unlimited data, mobile hotspots for other devices. The company is MCS USA Telecom. For more information, go to www.onetimepay.club. One is spelled out, or call 208-400-0808, 208-400-0808. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition, and I've been doing this since March of 1997. I have a friend of mine with me. Becky is a representative of Noric Naturals. And Noric Naturals, you know, there's a lot of fish oil. Some of them are cheap out there, and there's a reason they're cheap, because I could maybe feed it to my cat, but I wouldn't feed it to a human. But there's others that are so high quality that they make a tremendous difference in your overall health. In fact, there was a study done at UCLA in 2007, I believe, where they showed it about between 2 and 3,000 milligrams of EPA DHA would put the brakes on Alzheimer's, and at 2,000 and over that would help reverse it if you started early enough. And that was a very, very important study. And it was actually done with Noric Naturals fish oil, because Noric created the placebo form and the fish oil in the capsule. So there could be a double-blind study. So, Becky, I really appreciate you being with me.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Well, you know, when I first started talking to Noric, you know, our friend Todd and our friend Stu Tomp, they were doing a lot of cod liver oil. I've always been taking the Ultimate or the Ultimate 2X, and sometimes now a doctor friend of mine said if you take the DHA at high dose before you go to bed, you'll sleep better and you'll have wonderful dreams. So I'm starting to play with that. But I don't talk enough about the cod liver oil. What are you finding with the cod liver oil?
Yeah, well, what I like at this time of the year with people dealing with, an immune compromised situation, you know, they're more fatigued. We're under a lot of stress with the holidays, and there's a lot of viral and bacterial stuff going on out there. The cod liver oil, you know, that's been taken for hundreds of years. You know, our grandmothers, most people remember them having to take a spoonful in the morning, you know.
Yeah.
And
they didn't know how to process it. I'm old enough to remember that. It was a little bit rancid back then. Not anymore, though.
Exactly. Yeah. They didn't know how to process, and it tasted bad. Yeah, so that's what's great about Noric's. Obviously, we've got, like we were talking about, the oxygen-free manufacturing process, so our cod liver oil tastes amazing. It is smooth. It is light. There's no fishiness. You can literally make we've got a dressing, a Greek dressing you could make with our lemon cod liver oil. Yeah. Huh. But the reason why it's so great is because it has a lot of fatty acids, more than the sardines and anchovy source that like our Ultimate Omega does have. There's a total of actually 37 different fatty acids. Yes.
After all these years of doing this and talking about, I've never heard that before.
I know, and this is something why I've been talking to my accounts more and more, and they're all kind of being reminded and just understanding that, Yes, what happens is when you have all the other fatty acids like 5s, 7s, 9s, 11s on top of, you know, omega-3s, of course, there's omega-3s in there. There's EPA and DHA. But the blend of all these, this variety actually supports the body's immune system and energy and vitality in a sense that it's, you know, our bodies have to make a lot of those. So those are called non-essential fatty acids, because we don't have to get them in our diet. So the essential fatty acids, omega-3 and EPA and DHA, they do have to be, you know, taken in the diet. But when our body makes those other ones, you know, normally that's fine. But if you are in an immune compromised situation, you're either trying to prevent getting sick or you are sick, if you can take the burden of your body making those other ones, you know, the 5s, 7s, 9s, 11s, et cetera, off, it's kind of like if you're laying on the couch not feeling well and you need a cup of tea, you could get up and go, you know, get your own. But if you could lay there and say, you know, honey, can you go get this cup of tea for me? You're saving yourself that energy. And so what it does is it just helps the body, it supports it and takes that burden off. It allows, you know, to not drain the overall vitality and vital force, you know, that we need. So that's one reason why it's a good idea to take it during this time of year.
Well, I'm also thinking the omega-7 protects the mucous membrane, and it has strong anti-aging effects. Omega-9 does too, but omega-9, you can get some of that in olive oil. But omega-7, a lot of people are selling that by itself because of the anti-aging effects it has. And now in the chance of getting a respiratory problem, it starts in the mucous membrane, usually, folks, in your sinuses and throat, protecting you along that line. So that is cool. But 30, you said 32 others that I didn't know about? Here's a guy with a PhD and didn't know that? I didn't know that.
I know. See, we all learned something new. Yeah, it's 37.
Actually. 37? Okay. I'm going to have to, you're going to have to send me a list and what each one is known for and stuff. I got to get up to speed here.
Yeah. I don't think I even know. But yes, that is what the studies show. And of course, there's vitamin A and D, you know, in it naturally. We also have a cod liver oil with an additional 1,000 milligrams of D added. So you can actually get that synergistic product.
I remember as a kid, a doctor across the street, one of my family doctors, the puppies were sick, and they were given cod liver oil. That was the only way we got vitamin A and vitamin D back then. And they knew that it was important, but they would, you know, I'm talking many, many years ago, folks. I'm 69 years old, so I'm talking about I'm nine or 10 years old. So we're talking about 60 years ago. That's what they would give us, was cod liver oil, and they knew it was healthy. Now they understand all why it's healthy. And one of the reasons it's hard to get vitamin A, vitamin C, if you live by the cold water areas of the country, the likelihood of having depression, anxiety, joint problems, heart disease, all that where you're eating salmon and things of that sort, it goes down dramatically. But if you don't have it, like we here in the middle of the United States, you have to supplement with it. Now, Becky, we're out of time here, but folks, look for Noric Naturals. That's the best in the market, it's the purest in the market, and most potent in the market. And try the cod liver oil. I'm going to start using it, mixing that in with my Ultimate. I'm going to start doing more cod liver oil. Thank you, Becky. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just looked years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Noric Naturals. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Noric Naturals. Look for it. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. In 21 years of doing my radio show, the thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And I have my friend Dr. Larry McDay with me. He's also a PhD in nutrition and also a naturopath doctor. And he's been at this at that level doing nutritional counseling even longer than I have. Larry had been at it 4 or 5 years before I met Larry, I think. And Larry, I appreciate you being with us. And you're doing nutritional counseling again now, aren't you?
Right, yeah. I took a little bit of time off. I had decided to retire and decided after about a year or so, I didn't like it. So we're back in the business, back at the same place I've always been, here in Norman, and seeing patients again, and glad to be there.
Yeah, we always think, oh, I'd like to just kick back. But when you kick back too long, you go, well, I'm just sort of wasting my time here.
That's right. So, we can only watch so many Hogan Heroes and Price is Right, and then it gets real old.
I'm going through all the old Perry Masons myself, but
yeah,
anyway.
That's pretty good, sure.
Now, you're Super Dan and Dan, which is not named after me, folks. It's Daily Assured Nutrition. The acronym is the same as my first name. And you can get these at Meridian Nutrition. They're the only place that carries them. At 1321 North Meridian, or you can get them from Larry there in Norman, or he can send them out to you. These products are a combination of how many nutrients in there? About 130?
Just about 125 different nutrients. And, of course, we changed the formula as we have gone along. Now, we've been offering the Super Dan for about 8 years, the Dan even longer than that. And again, as things come about, for instance, one of my favorite things that we've put in there is, of course, a B vitamin complex, as natural as we can get. Mostly, I don't like to use synthetic vitamins. However, in this particular situation, there is one called benfotiamine, which is vitamin B1 thiamine, and that is more useful for most folks than the natural B1. So we like that. And we also have good quality CoQ10. Now, CoQ10 can mean a lot of things, but we want the reduced kind, the ubiquinol, rather than ubiquinone. As we get older, we have to have something for our cardiovascular system, mm-hmm. our entire system, to make sure that our mitochondria, our little furnace burners, energy producers, are working at full speed. And that's one of the things that we have in the Super Dan, and Dan for that matter, that will actually be so helpful to the body to help itself.
Yeah, there's so much in balancing things, folks, that we can't do it in this show. It would take a number of classes to explain why things are arranged the way they are, the different forms of vitamin E and the arrangement of those, the different forms, and the right way to chelate magnesium, calcium, the right form. Some of it you buy off the shelf, and, oh, I got a great price on magnesium or calcium. It won't do you any good. Very, very little
right.
of it
and
will
I
get in.
I would even add there, I hate to interrupt, but when it comes to calcium, be cautious. People think you have to have calcium for healthy mm-hmm. bones and teeth and hair and a few other things. You have to be calcium aware in that too much can be a problem. Many years ago, we used to have 1,500 milligrams of calcium in our various formulas. Now we only have 400 milligrams because uh-huh. we need good quality magnesium far more than we need to do with excess calcium, which can be problematic with atherosclerosis and a few other things. And then it depends on the type of calcium. 9 different forms of calcium to begin with. The one in most formulas out there is just like the wallboard in your house. calcium carbonate, almost a useless, if not completely useless, form of calcium for most people.
You know, I'm glad to know, I haven't even read the label on the calcium to know that it went from that high. I remember, sort of remember it being that high, then it was down to about 1,000, but I didn't know you dropped it to 400.
Because again, you do have some options of getting quality calcium from some of the good foods that you eat out there.
Yeah, I eat a lot of broccoli, for instance, and that's one source.
The main problem, and don't depend on dairy for that calcium. That's not a good form of calcium to begin with, and most people shouldn't be eating dairy to begin with. So, again, there are so many things, and we could talk about, you know, on another show, but we have actually put something in the formula now. We don't have it delivered to us, but in about 3 to 4 weeks, we'll have something that will help with the lectin problem out there. But
you
that's
know,
another show almost by itself.
Well, we'll do another show. One thing I do want to say, though, folks, the calcium, as someone listening to this, or like my older brother who's great science background, he would say, well, calcium's calcium, Dan. You can see it right there in the elemental chart. What we're talking about is they chelate it to pull it into the cells with different things. And when
right.
they chelate it with...
it has to be delivered in different little truckloads of the calcium. And so I call the delivery system like a big old truck, dump truck, or coming along and dumping off the calcium. But it might be calcium gluconate. It might be calcium carbonate. It might be chelated calcium. It could be that. So calcium is calcium, but it depends on how it's delivered.
Now, Larry, before the time gets away with us, we only have about a minute left here. Tell
yes.
people how to get a hold of you, because you want to write this number down, folks. And if you know anyone that deals with diabetes, I think Larry's the best person you can find, because he had to solve the problem himself. Now, Larry, how do people get a hold of you?
Our area code is 405. We're located in Norman. And the telephone number is 447-6448. That's 405-447-6448. Now, we don't answer the phone right off the bat. We'll let it go to voicemail because we're so busy, but we'll return your call within minutes and be glad to speak to you as long as you want to talk.
And the Dan and Super Dan, we'll cover this in more detail on another show, but there's a way to energize that dependent on your own energy using your saliva and your urine, and he'll tell you how to do that when you call it, and it will make it even more effective for you, and it'll be specialized for your own needs, depending on where you're most efficient and what you need to be brought up. So that's a very, very interesting thing. I want you to take advantage of it. Larry, I want to thank you for being with us, and I'll talk to you again very soon.
All right, Dan. Thank you.
There was a recent test on the probiotics on the shelves in different health food stores, and most of them, over 90% of the probiotics was dead. It just wasn't there, folks. But there's one that says it has 50 billion. Recently, it was tested and had 2.5 trillion, and that's Body Dynamics, a phenomenal one. It also has digestive enzymes in it. I love this product. It's the only thing that really, really noticeable for me. So if you call 800-MEGA-910, 800-MEGA-910, 800-MEGA-910. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD.
Hi, everybody. This is Spencer Williams at onetimepay.club. That's for MCS USA Telecom Cell Phone Company. This is a one-time pay, $300 for 9 years, no more bill. 4G unlimited text and data. Contact me again, onetimepay.club, onetimepay.club.
You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. I really appreciate you tuning in, and tell your friends and family about the show. What I'll be doing over the as the show grows here, just like what I've been doing for 21 years on the radio, is bring you the best information I can find and bring you top interviews from some of the top experts. So we'll be bringing more and more. There's some really brilliant people out there, and some you've heard, some you haven't heard of. But doesn't because they're well known doesn't mean they're necessarily the most knowledgeable people. Some of my favorite people are people that have been doing years of research in the university, and they come to understand something very, very important. One example is that is Dr. Johnson there at Colorado University, head of renal therapy. He's been studying the different effects of different sugars on the body, and fructose, it reacts in the body different than other sugars. Fructose triggers an enzyme in the duodenum. I used to call it duodenum, and I teased him when he corrected me and said duodenum, and I find out that some people do call it duodenum, some people call it duodenum, but at the very end of the stomach, and I said, that, well, it sounds like a 50 duwatt band, but anyway, when fructose, the sugar that comes from fruit, but primarily the real offender is the high fructose corn syrup. When it hits the end of the stomach in the duodenum, it releases an enzyme called fructanase. And that fructanase enzyme causes the kidneys and the liver to release uric acid. Uric acid gets into the cells and shuts down the mitochondria energy by about 30%. It makes the cells acidic. And so it drains your energy. What does that do? It makes you real hungry. And it's in nature, this was considered an adaptation mechanism to help animals put on weight for winter. And so bears would eat a whole lot of overripe blueberries because when they're ripe, they're high in vitamin C, and that helps bring down the uric acid levels. But, I mean, when they're not ripe, when they're hard and crisp and everything, they have a lot more antioxidants in them. But as they get mushy, same is true with nearly all fruits. When they get mushy, they've lost their antioxidants and they've fermented into a lot of sugar. Well, bears would eat 30 pounds of blueberries in a day, and within a few months they'd put on 150 pounds. And that 150 pounds would also give them fatty liver, thickening of the blood vessels, inflamed uric acid in the joints, just all kinds of different problems. If they could give them a mental test, they'd probably find out they had dementia. But so they have the diabetes or pre-diabetes. All that comes on in just a few months of eating high levels of fructose. And other animals do it too. Now, predators that don't eat fruit at all, they can get it by eating the liver of the animal, like a lion or something. May get the glucose at once, but that doesn't affect it like fructose does. Fructose, like primates, will eat grapes in the jungle, a whole lot of grapes. And when it's going to be less, if the weather changes, they have all that nice fat stored up, but they pay a price for it. We pay a tremendous price for it. And when they invented high fructose corn syrup by taking regular fructose and running it through a tube with high levels of enzymes, these Japanese scientists, and concentrating that fructose, it started off as just a small part in our society, and now it's prevalent. I mean, it's anyone that drinks soft drinks, they're drinking fructose. Anyone that, even the packs of sugar, the cane, pure cane sugar, it's not pure cane sugar. Usually they're half, at least, I don't know if they say that anymore on the package, but half of it is fructose because fructose is cheap and very, very sweet and very effective. But it's very harmful to you. And so when the bears would hibernate, all this would go away. And the same thing happens when people do a low-carb diet. When they get away from the sugar, a lot of times all the problems they have, the thickening of the arteries, the fatty liver, the pre-diabetes or diabetic state, their memory improves, their sharpness of thinking, the inflammation of the joints go away. All this goes away on a good kinergetic diet or a low-carb diet done healthy. And so I thought Dr. Johnson's, Robert Johnson's book, Fat Switch, was a very, very good book. I did four or five interviews with him because I thought what he was saying was very, very important. And people need to become aware of that. Now, I've experimented. I have a sweet tooth, but I eat low carb. And so I try to maintain my sweet tooth, but it doesn't always work because there's a certain amount of Pavlov effect. When you taste something sweet, you get a little bit of an insulin spurt or spike. And it can still, even though things like stevia is not supposed to affect you, if you do too much, I think it does. I'm starting to think mock fruit, which is 300 times sweeter than sugar, but it's not supposed to have any effect on pancreas or in blood sugar, may be a better choice for us. You can experiment with them. But even the anything that tastes real sweet, do it to a minimum. You'll get where when you do a low-carb diet or you do a ketogenic diet. Now, a ketogenic diet is different than a low-carb diet in this way. Usually a low-carb diet has a pretty substantial amount of protein. The paleo diet is even more so high levels of protein, but they allow a lot of fruit and stuff in that you don't on a low-carb diet, which can mess the whole thing up. But a ketogenic diet is about, 10% carbohydrates, 10 to 15% carbohydrates, and maybe 20. And those carbohydrates are vegetables, non-starchy vegetables, no fruits. And then 60% of it is healthy fats. What are healthy fats? Coconut oil, olive oil, macadamia oil, nut oils in general, and avocado oil, very delicious oil, by the way. Those are great. And then, of course, the most important one is omega-3 oils, like Noric Naturals. And I use a lot of Noric Naturals, or their cod liver oil. And there's some advantages I now understand on the cod liver oil, because Becky said 37 different omega-3s and different omegas, not necessarily omega-3, there's omega-7, omega-9, different ones in there that are beneficial to you beyond the omega-3s, the DHA, EPA oils. So those are all very, very important. But again, some of the people, I've seen people on Dr. Oz, and some of them are pretty darn sharp. They come from with a lot of background, and some of them, it's like they're just starting out, but they're really good at getting PR and getting their name out there and getting people to respond to them. And maybe they're good at communicating to the average person. And I understand that. And the average person has to start somewhere to get a base of knowledge and can build and really develop on that and really come to an understanding of how to solve the problems he's trying to solve. But a low-carb diet... Even so, that the reason the low-carb diet is not as appreciated quite as much as a ketogenic diet is for some people eating high protein, when you get more protein than what your body needs, it will turn into sugar. But I've known people that are able to eat pretty high levels of protein and get very, very lean. But the negative side of too much protein is it can be inflammatory. But for some reason, vegetable protein is not inflammatory. But maybe because it doesn't have a lot of branch amino acids. And I'm starting to understand that branch amino acids can be inflammatory, which it used to be a mainstay for weightlifters and athletes to give them energy. So some of these vegetable proteins that are pea proteins and sometimes some others mixed in. I'm not big on soy. I think everyone should avoid soy protein. Fermented soy like tofu, that can be helpful to you. But generally speaking, leave soy alone, especially for men. That can feminize the body. It's estrogen effect on the body. But there is advantage to these vegetable proteins. We have way too much inflammation in our body. And the oils that create inflammation are peanut oil, cottonseed oil, corn oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, soy oil. And there's probably a couple others I'm leaving out. Those are highly inflammatory. Now, again, I want to thank you for listening to the show. I really, really do. And I want you to tell every your friends and family, let's educate them. Let's make them healthier. Let's make 2019 a fabulous year for them. Thanks again. I'll be back next Tuesday.